Hi, everybody. It's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, and a return guest who I just love having to spend time with here is Jim Cook, and he is the executive director of the Western National Parks Association. It is summer. Lots of people are out following the trail to the Western National Parks, I hope. And I'd like you to tell us about how the Western National Park supports research. Talk to us about that.
Hi, Gina. Thank you so much. Western National Parks Association has supported research in a variety of ways over the years. So what I mean by that is a park will propose to do research, say, on the effects of climate change in their park on plants and animals, and we fund that. So that's one of the ways that we support our national park partners. Other types of research that we've supported include anthropology, archaeology. One of my favorites is research around the California condor, where they study the effects of lead ammunition in the condors. And that ultimately helped lead to legislation in the state of California to remove lead from the ammunition used in California. Other ways that we've supported research include research here locally in Saguaro National Park. So the iconic saguaro cactus, of course, we know all about as a great species. But the science behind that, the park has a very long-standing tradition of doing scientific research, both from University of Arizona researchers and some of the funding that we've provided to do inventory monitoring and things of that nature.
For more information, go to
Western National Parks Association, WNPA.org.
And you can go down the rabbit hole. It's a treasure trove. Past episodes of this program can be heard on KXCI.org or on the Mrs. Green's World page. And if you want to learn more about what Mrs. Green's World is up to, as always, I ask you to please come visit us at MrsGreensWorld.com, because together we can do great things for the planet. And Jim, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Gina.